There are some things, folks, that God did not reveal to us, right? And we have to assume that we did that on purpose. Like exactly what heaven is like. I mean, artists have tried in their work attempted to give us an image of heaven, but they're limited by their imagination. Composers and musicians can write songs and lift music up to lift our hearts heavenward, but they can't get us there. They can't really reveal eternal life to us. Authors have tried, but their words are always going to fall short. Even the best theologians, smartest theologians in the world, are limited by their lack of revelation of God and the limitations of their own mind, right? We have to believe there's a reason for that. And the reason is that nothing in our vast gifts of this world can possibly come close to what heaven really is. God knows that. We're the ones who keep forgetting. And that's why we keep asking these wonderful questions. Like, who really shot JR? Will I find that out in heaven? All right, all of you under 40 have no idea what I'm talking about, but go with me. Or questions like, do you think our pets will be in heaven? Do you think we'll be old or we'll be young when we get up there? Will we recognize our loved ones, the ones that have gone before us? What kind of food will they have in heaven? Or as in today's gospel, and whose wife will she be? Don't you think Jesus, can't you just image him just right now putting his hand into his head and just going, oh my God, where do you come up with this stuff, you know? But we do, because we are limited. Resurrection, eternal life, is based upon the eternal nature of God. So we're never going to fully understand it or describe it because it cannot be contained in our mortal self, our mortal language, our mortal nature. It's just so far beyond what we can legitimately capture. So we're left to sing about it and write about it and paint it and ponder it, but we'll never get there because God has not fully revealed it to us yet. But what God has revealed to us and what we need to pay attention to is how we prepare to live in that kingdom of heaven by how we live in this world. The seven brothers and the mother stood with courage and martyrs, not because they were the bravest souls of all the land, but because they knew, even though they had never experienced it, they knew that somehow God would be giving them something greater than they could possibly have ever imagined on this earth. We have to live our lives remembering that what will really last forever and what cannot, by keeping in perspective what is of this world and what is not. And we have to use our measurable time, our limited time, wisely and generously, because on that day of eternity, time has no value at all. And we have to remember that the treasures of this heaven, while they can provide some sense of security to us and certainly give us some pleasure in this life, those earthly pleasures are not heavenly treasures. Where all is completed, all will be fulfilled. But how we use those treasures, how we use those gifts in this world greatly matters. God has not revealed the fullness of his kingdom that awaits us for a reason. For that we must wait. But without a doubt, God has revealed how we are to live on this earth. And that's what we can paint with our generosity and sing out with our loving charity and write with our compassion for the poor and tell our story of faith in good works. And keep doing that over and over and over again until the day of eternity.